Hello everyone, so I've been making videos for a while now, and the majority of them teach you how to build in Minecraft. But after going around a few servers and taking a look at some normal builds, I realized that people are still making the same mistakes over and over again. So I thought, this time I'm going to teach you how not to build, so that you can avoid making mistakes. If you actively think, I shouldn't do this, you'll probably logically come to a much better design conclusion. So let's get straight into it. I'm going to be showing you the cardinal sins and the definitely don't do's of building. And the first one is probably one of the most common. Ignore the shape and everything else for now, just look at the fact that it is one block. They have only used one block to make this house, and by they I mean me. To show you the point, I've seen loads of these block houses just made of the same material. You have to use a variety of blocks. If it's just the same one, it has nothing for the eyes to break up. And on top of that, even if you use the same blocks, you need to make sure that the walls are not completely flat. I'll just demonstrate how you can improve a simple build like this, which is based on just a vanilla village, by adding some depth to the walls. By moving this wall backwards with a frame around the outside, and by replacing those glass blocks with panes, you add a slight variation on the depth, and it just makes it so much better to look at. And on top of that, you can add overhangs on the roof, and again, it just improves it. Even though the design of this house is fairly mediocre, you can improve it so much just by not having flat walls. And this one, while it has depth, it doesn't have the block choices that you need, what we call a palette. You need to have a good selection of blocks. You'd actually be surprised how many houses I've seen where they've used blocks like this that just look horrible. I don't know why. Maybe people just want to live out of a very precious looking house? I'm not sure why, but it's definitely something to take into consideration. Next up is the most pivotal point of this video, which is the shape. The biggest mistake I see is people making houses much like this one, which are completely square. They might have a bit of framework, they might have used different blocks with some glass panes, but ultimately it's just a big rectangle box. And that is probably the biggest cardinal sin, and I want to elaborate on this a little bit further. So if you take a shape like this, which is way better than just a single rectangle, the house itself looks so much better even when you use exactly the same style with the limited framework and the glass panes. And I want to run a little bit of an experiment here. I've asked BotBox, one of the crew members, to help me. So what I'm going to do is give him this palette here, which is a fairly standard one, and I'm going to give him two shapes. The first one is going to be a big rectangle on the floor, and I'm going to ask him to build two houses in identical style to see which one looks better, one with the rectangular shape or one with a much more varied base layer. And he even tried to add some shape to it, which I told him to remove on the second layer because he had to make it completely rectangular to demonstrate the point. You see, his builder instincts were telling him to add shape no matter what. But nevertheless, he made a very good two-story rectangular house out of the blocks that I gave him, and he detailed it very minimalistically, so it looks pretty good. I was happy with what he did, and I was quite surprised how it came out. But I'm now going to give him a more varied shape to work with on the bottom. It's just randomly produced, I just went round and did various angles, and now I'm going to add a few curves and a few more deck layers so that he has something to work with. So off he goes, working to exactly the same style, this is the whole point of the experiment, to show that the shape of the house alone makes such a big difference. So as you can see, the house itself looks pretty good. These two buildings could go in the same town and no one would bat an eyelid. The block choices are the same, the detailing is the same. All that has been changed is the shape of the house itself. on the left here, you can see how he's used different levels of the bits jutting out from the main building to add some variation. And what essentially this does is funnels your eyes to the middle of the building. On a completely rectangular one, you're just hit with the building. But everything that juts out from the main one really focuses your eyes onto the main thing, meaning it's completely complementary. Thank you very much, BotBox. I think that has completely proven the point. Comparing them side by side, I would definitely say the one on the right is way more interesting to look at, and it looks way more skillful to build. Sorry for that little tangent. And the next one is a very, very simple thing. People often leave water flowing like that. Why? If you're making a pond, just make sure that the water is completely stable. It's not that hard, guys. Anyway, next up is something that people don't really consider. It's the use of vanilla trees. Vanilla trees look fine, in my opinion. Some people hate them beyond belief, but I can deal with them. But a house will look so much better if you have a couple of handmade trees next to them. This one just completely destroys the vanilla one. They're not that hard to make, they look great, and there's a few little tips that you can do, making sure that the leaves are far away from the trunk, much like in real life. You can use two different kinds of leaves, and you just make it look a little more messy and very natural looking. The more natural the tree looks, even if it's a specific species, the better. Complementary trees to houses are a great way to improve your builds. Now, next up, this is more about interior. People often make these little huts, but they're two blocks high. If you're going to make a small wooden box like this, just make it a little bit taller, because on the inside, you're able to do so much more. Look, I can detail it and make the inside of this box a little more acceptable. If you're jumping around and you're hitting your head, I mean, who's really having fun here? Not you, probably, because I like to jump around and not hit my head. But that's besides the point. These are all things that you need to take into consideration. Now, this one is where experienced builders fail. This house here has been subject to something called over-detailing. You just have a space on a wall, and for some reason, builders like to fill this with slabs, staircases, wall blocks, and it's so messy and hard to look at. Some people really enjoy this style. I personally cannot stand it. It's just completely over detailed and it's really unnecessary. And the thing is, it's so easy to avoid doing this. You just don't over detail it. You clearly know how to structure a build, but when you come to detailing the walls, just go fairly simple. By comparison, this house has very little detail, but still has quite a few blocks on the walls. You can see what's going on, you can see the windows, it has an outline, and overall, it's way better than the slab and the staircase spam in the other one. The comparison is quite startling, and I don't understand why very experienced builders suffer with the over-detailing bug. It's not the end of the world if you like to over-detail. I think perhaps it's maybe a little bit of personal preference, because I know I'm going to get loads of comments saying, I actually think that the over-detailing looks great. That's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine. But if you want my advice, there's not any need to over-detail your builds. Next up is one which I've actually seen quite a lot, surprisingly, and I had to go and do my research to find these. People like to build overhangs just out of nowhere, these right angles where they're just floating. They look horrible. Why? So people obviously have made their house and went, oh, I need more space. So they have this overhang that's just completely out of place. It's not difficult to go and just put a very simple frame there to make it look a little more natural. I know Minecraft doesn't have physics, or even better, you can decorate that very simple framework with some staircases and half slabs to add some details to it so that it looks a little more ornate. That is such a huge improvement over the physics-defying right-angled house at the front here. Now, the last one that I want to point out is, yes, people love making these tall square boxes, but that doesn't mean you need to have a flat roof. You can infinitely improve your box here just by adding a roof. It's not a very difficult thing to do, and I've got three designs here which really leave no excuse for you not to add a roof. They don't take many resources and they look okay for your box house. The first one is just adding slabs and finding the center point at the highest mark. The next one is exactly the same thing but using staircase. You just make sure that you have an overhang, that you use a different colored block for the outside than the filler. And the last one is exactly the same, but a little more complicated, where you alternate between a staircase block and a normal one. And you can produce different shapes with your blocks, and you can use different colors for your filler. Adding a roof just infinitely improves your box house. I did a video on roof designs that will probably help you if this is what you particularly struggle with. But overall, lots of these mistakes are things that happen together. People don't make just one mistake when they're building, they tend to make a whole heap of them. So maybe by showing you all together here what you're doing wrong, and by you I mean the collective you, I'm not picking on you, then you can improve your builds. So just consider your block choices, the shape, the depth. Try not to over detail, try not to defy physics, because it doesn't quite work with our eyes. And by all means, just avoid doing the things that I have laid out here, and you should see a dramatic improvement in your builds without even really being told what to make block for block. I hope this has helped. I know that some people struggle with building and they really want to improve but don't know what they're doing wrong. It's all well and good me telling you how to build and what you should be doing. Sometimes you need to be told the cardinal sins. So, thank you very much for watching, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed this video. I certainly enjoyed making it. The little intro I did at the start is a new style I want to integrate. Give me some feedback on whether you like that or whether you don't like that, because I will be making some entire videos based on that style, hence they're not Minecraft. So, again, thank you very much for watching. Goodbye!